This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No mail delivery on Wednesday, in case you aren't aware of that. And, of course, the stock market, all the financial markets will be closed as well to honor a former president. Hey, Kate Delaney, that's where we're at here on America Tonight. Lots of conversation about the former president, where he falls in history, and what will happen as far as the timelines of being buried next to his wife and all of that. And now there's time in Washington. There will be a funeral on Wednesday. Even Michelle Obama canceled her book tour to come back for that. And I think pretty much anybody who's anyone in Washington and others as well will be there to honor him. He wasn't well. He seemed to perk up on his last day, last Friday. But, boy, what a life well lived, if you think about it. A 73-year marriage, his wife Barbara passing before him, and they will be, he will be buried next to her as he would want it to be and as he wanted it to be. While that's happening, there is a little bit of a reprieve with this tariff war with China. So the president being criticized especially because we saw what was the initial reaction to the Chinese tariff and how the Chinese shot back at us and how that affected many, many, many people. So for 90 days, that was one of the things that came out of the G20, out of that summit, is there will be a 90-day reprieve. There was an agreement to that. And that kind of bodes well that this might come to a wrap. So the White House clarified it is a trade ceasefire with China, and it started officially on December 1st. So how about that? Hours after top economic advisor Larry Kudlow claimed that the 90-day ceasefire would start January 1st, it actually started on December. But the president and his Chinese counterpart agreed to that truce. It allows time for the two largest economies to smooth out the dispute over Chinese technology prices and policies and all of that, and other trading partners and what they consider predatory. As a result, the plan to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods to 25% January 1st delayed. China, in return, agreed to buy a very substantial amount of ag, energy, and industrial products from the U.S. to reduce the trade deficit. So the markets shot up in reaction to that. And the White House also said they agreed to begin negotiations on structural changes with respect to forced technology transfer, intellectual property protection, non-tariff barriers, these are big, cyber intrusion, cyber theft, services, ag, all of that is on the table for conversation and to try to get something done. And that is a very, very big, big, big moment in this war with China, one of the largest economies, and obviously right there with ours. So the Dow, to give you an example, shot up 288 points. That is considerably, considerably big. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, I think the other biggest story going around, because I always say it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine, is what in the world did we pay for 2.5 years with this Russia investigation? Because you realize it's your tax money and mine. So Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election, is rumored to be tying up loose ends and will potentially finish it up in the next few weeks. If that is true, that is huge news. And, of course, there's going to be three big court filings this week, sentencing memos for Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, and Paul Manafort. Hard to believe if you think about it how long this has been going on, right? Almost 2 years. It seemed like it was going to go on for 2 years. It seemed like 10. So 33 people, three companies have been charged in the investigation, including the three that I mentioned, which are very big. The president has repeatedly called the investigation a witch hunt. He did that in late November, submitted written answers to questions for Mueller related to the investigation. Flynn, who you remember served as the president's national security advisor at one point, was charged with making false statements regarding conversations he had with Russian officials. Manafort, Trump's former campaign chair, was found guilty on 8 counts of financial crimes. And his lawyer, his ex-lawyer, of course, cut a deal. And it still doesn't tell us much of what, if anything, is coming out of this. What are the specifics? What can we expect? There's lots of rumors, but not anything that's incredibly substantial, except for, again, those people that are expected to be charged. Who are those people? So that's big news. A reprieve with China. Money bounces up on the markets. Huge news with a former president dying and last respects. Dignitaries and regular citizens can pay their respects because the body of the former president, George H.W. Bush, arrived at the Capitol on Monday. And along the route, bystanders honored the president and the Bush family, and they waved flags and they saluted, what you would expect. I'm not shocked by that. And there's not a lot of anti-anything sentiment. And the Bush family wanted it that way. They didn't want any anti-Trump sentiment at the funeral whatsoever. And I agree. The decorum, the class, let's just move on through whatever. And that's exactly what's happening. It's the end of an era, really, if you think of George Bush and his time in office. And his policies, what brought him down and what went well for the former press. There was like a little bit of both, right? But probably history treats him okay. I think history treats him pretty good, actually. But it was a long time coming, I guess I could say, because he had illnesses and then he bounced back. And you've got to think about that. It was 40 years ago, during the 1980 presidential primary, that Bush characterized the agenda of his rival, who then was Ronald Reagan, as voodoo economics. And he was talking about supply-side policies, and he claimed tax cuts for the rich would unleash so much growth they'd generate enough revenue to fund themselves, basically. So that kind of stood out as one of those moments for him. And then Read My Lips, of course, really, really stood out. Stay with us. Meet you on the flip side, promise.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
And getting ready to wrap up 2018 in the next couple of weeks. A look back at some of the biggest stories of the year, some of the things that should have happened, some of the things that did happen, the oh no you didn't moments, and the yes moments. Because we definitely had some of those. Who were the real heroes this year? And who were the real zeros this year? Oh, that's how life is, right? That's how it works, for sure, for sure, for sure. And that's what you do. You take stock at the end of the year. What didn't work, what did work. And it's kind of like that old saying about what are you going to keep doing, what are you going to stop doing, and what are you going to start doing? As a country, what should we do? What do we need to stop doing? What do we need to start doing, and what do we need to keep doing? This is interesting, I think. You know, you've got this whole thing with Brexit that they're struggling with in Europe. You have the U.S.-China trade deal, and which is interesting because the 90 days is a sigh of relief, frankly. It's a breath for the U.S. and for China. It's the deal and what's happening after. It's just kind of vague at this point. I think not too much could be ironed out, just that there was an agreement. This is the agreement, and here's what we're going to agree to try to do, and we'll see if they can pull that together or not. And speaking of pulling it together, or damage control is the best way to put that, the Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May, could face a huge defeat in Parliament on December 11th when British lawmakers are to vote on her plan for leaving the EU. You know, a lot of analysts think she's going to lose. But the question is how much, and her allies are trying to manage those expectations, because you got to think if she loses by a wide margin, it could force her to just abandon it. And what would it do? Crash her government? And would she be ousted from office? Would she renegotiate parts of that and return for a second parliamentary vote? She's argued that a no-deal Brexit would be disastrous, and her plan's not perfect, but it's better to any other approach. But conservative critics say it presents the worst of all worlds, leaving Britain neither in nor fully out of the EU, and making them straddle the line without a clear exit. And that whole EU nightmare and what economically it could do is even more frightening to dive into, let me tell you. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, who has been the guy for, what, a decade, is now facing some legal problems, and it could threaten his legacy, his storied career. Israeli police recommended that Mr. Netanyahu be prosecuted on charges of bribery and fraud, the third time this year that they've pushed for corruption cases against him. He denies it, and his position is secure for now, but he is obsessed about how he's perceived publicly, kind of like Putin, believe it or not. So Vladimir Putin is the same way, but of course he has more control versus Benjamin Netanyahu, I would say, because of the government, because of, you know, communism versus a government that is open. And it's a coin toss as to who's more concerned about that, maybe Netanyahu. But to have all those charges levied at him and to deny them, I mean, what's the evidence? And is it enough to bring, you know, to bring him down or not? So there you go. It's interesting when we look at the world of business and the economics of it all, the fragility, not just here in the United States, but of course in the EU, and we've seen this now for a while. So it's not shocking, certainly to me, but it is interesting to follow what's going on there and then what's happening, obviously, here in the United States and with our other allies, I suppose. I read an interesting story today that I thought was worth bringing up here on the air, because we talk about oil, and of course, oil bounced back. If you have any investments in oil, it was a good day for that. And we're seeing that those numbers are climbing. But there is a big race on for Alaskan oil. I was reading a couple of different stories about it from different points of view. One was in the New York Times. Another was in an economics magazine that I get. And, you know, it's been a lot of opposition has been levied to drilling. And there is this 19-million-acre wildlife refuge in Alaska that's untouched. But it's on the cusp of perhaps changing because of the rollbacks to some protections that were in place. And, you know, we're seeing that in Alaska, in Fairbanks, there's a training center there. They're preparing pipeline workers for operations in the North Slope. So that Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which is pristine right now, could soon be tapped for the treasure trove of oil beneath it. Congress approved a measure last December to open that plain to oil exploration, and the Department of Interior has been charging ahead with plans to sell drilling leases as early as next year. So trucks, you know, you got to think about this. Heavy trucks could begin rolling across the tundra even before then to do the seismic tests. They can pinpoint the oil reserves. And there's a fast approach to this. And there are others who are saying, environmentalists who are saying, that risks the wildlife and damage to the tundra, and it should be taken seriously. But there's fossil fuels there in Alaska. And if the policies, the previous policies are lifted, then it'll be quick. I mean, there'll be a lot of people that'll jump on those leases. For sure. I can't imagine they wouldn't do that. And Alaskans, by the way, generally favor drilling in the state. They did a poll last year, and it showed 70% of registered voters opposed the reserve, but the people in Alaska, it was kind of a split vote as to those who liked it and those who didn't like it. But overall, it's seen as being an Alaska-friendly deal. And we'll see once that starts to happen. So they are doing these environmental evaluations that are conducted at, you know, the speed of light to get that going. But it does look like there are trucks that could roll in the next couple of months, in the beginning of 2019, maybe by February. Remember, this goes back to 1960 for a little history lesson here. I remember this when I was in fifth grade learning about this. 1960, Congress set aside millions of acres of land in northeast Alaska for wildlife protection. But then they discovered oil reserves around Prudhoe Bay in like 68. So they decided, you know what, there may be some more under the coastal plain. And there's been a big push for oil exploration. And then in 1980, Congress passed that conservation legislation. So there was talk about it, but no opening up of that. And now that's about to change, it looks like. And perhaps create, you know, massive amounts of wealth and oil coming out of there, and obviously tax money for the state of Alaska. I would certainly imagine that. And that story, because so much else is going on, is kind of back burner, but I think it's going to jump up quickly in the next probably month and a half or so. Because once it gets approved and they're doing these tests, then it's full speed ahead. And that's going to happen, I believe it's going to happen pretty quickly, I would say. Hey, don't forget, coming up on Wednesday into Thursday, we have Nail the Score, final segment in our first hour. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday. A remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pleased to welcome to the show Joyce Lewis. She's written a fantastic book called Planting Seeds of Hope. Wait till you hear this woman's story. I'm telling you, I talked to her before we taped this interview and before we talked, and I just, wow, she blows me away with the kind of life that she has lived and the people that she's helped. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us on the air.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about where you came from and what happened in your life that changed everything. Because I think there's a lot of people and a lot of women, just but people in general, who feel kind of hopeless. They're in situations that they can't get out of or they're afraid to get out of, and they feel stuck. What happened to you?
Well, I was in that situation. Unfortunately for all of us, there isn't any written instructions on how to raise children. We have to learn. And my parents went through the Depression, and they had their set of problems. And so it came from kind of a dysfunctional family to start with, where they, my dad was 18 when they got married and didn't really know about parenting. And my mother was very young too. And my father always wanted me to take care of my mother, you know, because he felt that she really, had gone through a lot in her life. She lost her parents at a very young age. So no one's fault that we go through dysfunction. It's just what it is. We have to learn and grow out of it. And, so I went from that to, teenage years and being no direction, no real set of goals or any prospect of anything other than just finding my way. It was like a maze, going through a maze, finding your way through. And even at a young age, at 8 years old, I was really going through that. So when I got to be a teenager and become very independent because I really didn't have family structure, became like a wild child, kind of out there trying to find my way and struggling, and just met a man and thought that my life was going to change because he was had everything that I wanted in a husband, and we got married and had two children, and everything was wonderful. But he came from a background of dysfunction himself. And so there were just a lot of issues. We were two dysfunctional parents ourselves in a way. We tried to be good parents. He was a very good provider, and we tried to do all the right things as parents, but we didn't really know. We were kind of going blind too. So after a long time, our communication totally broke down, and I really felt I needed help, so I went to therapy. Long story short, I wound up getting a divorce because my ex-husband really didn't want to go to therapy and he thought I needed to go. So that was the whole thing. So then I left, had my own apartment, got my own apartment, and struggled for 2.5 years. And I just remember being in my apartment saying, there's just got to be a better way to live. And that was my statement to myself, just saying, there just has to be a better way to live. And sure enough, God was listening. So things started changing in a major way for me. I started going to church, and I was going to classes about what makes dysfunctional families? Why do we live this way? Why do we treat each other this way? It was just, I got to be such a desire for me, got to be the most important thing in my life to really find out how we can all in a relationship, how it works, and how I could change myself. I know I can't change others, but how could I change myself to be able to have a relationship, a close relationship? Because I never really had that. I never knew what that was. So in going through church, I found the first relationship that I had to really pay attention to is my relationship with Christ. To me, after going through years of church, realizing, and also therapy, realizing that was the most important thing I needed to do in my life. So after that, I was going to church and continuing, and I met my second husband, which changed everything. I mean, for me, I really hadn't committed my life to Christ yet. I mean, I was still skating on, going to church and trying to be good and all those things. But when I met him, he and I had both gone through dysfunctional families, and we didn't want to be a dysfunctional family anymore. So we focused on the Lord and put the Lord at the center. He was starting a business at that time when he and I were dating, and he wanted me to help him. And so I was doing part-time work with him and setting up the business. And we got excited about the future of the business and just each other and planning the things we could do together. And I mean, it just snowballed into this relationship of friendship and eventually deep love and commitment and all the things that are right in a marriage. And so we, after much discussion in 2 years, we got married, and we had a blended family that he had three children, I had two. But this became the Lord just opened doors for us of incredible journey. He and I were able to travel with our business. Our business was successful, and the success of our business was truly on relationships with others. We learned what that was about, and we had a successful business that actually We had four times the income we started with. And so it was just an amazing journey. We traveled to Europe and we were making other connections in our business and just had this wonderful romance doing it while we were doing it. And it was just like God just opened up this flood of opportunities for us to do these things. We wound up taking a trip to Israel with our church, which is the Crystal Cathedral. That's where we met. That's where we got married. And that's what we devoted our time to when we were in this, you know, back home. And our children benefited from that in a lot of ways, but also there was a lot of still dysfunctional situations going on in our family. Not, thank God, the majority of the kids were just wonderful and we had a very good relationship, but there was still a lot of tension. And so we had to go through that, which was not easy. And so we had our problems, but we kept our faith at the center of everything, everything, our work, our relationship, our kids, and everything was about Christ. Everything was about being in a relationship with him and praying to him about all our fortune and all of it. So that's kind of where that was. I just felt I had a need to give back. To give back what Christ had given me internally. And I decided to do a ministry called, was called Transitions. After we retired, well, even before we retired, I was also doing the same kind of self-esteem workshop with battered women in Irvine, California that I started because I had just been connected with a lot of people that were still in abuse, and it hurt me to see that happening. And I just felt I could give back, you know, something that Christ had just put on my heart to address. This was, I felt, my purpose because of just everything that happened to me. So after I was at the shelter, where we were going to move to Boulder City, Las Vegas area. And so when we were going to move there, the women at the shelter said, you've got to promise that you'll continue doing this. It's so important. Women need this. We don't want to see you go, you know, and I mean, they were so insistent. So I decided to get recommendations from the counselors so that if I did find an opportunity in Las Vegas or Las Vegas area to do it, I had the recommendations from the counselors. And sure enough, I hadn't been in our new home more than 3 weeks. And at the church that we had decided to go to there, that was a big church, they had an altar call for women that are going through terrible abuse, and verbally and emotionally and physically. I mean, just bad abuse. So I started a ministry there through the church helping me and through all their guidance and classes that they gave me on leadership and all those things. And this is where I was really baptized and really became a full-fledged believer in Jesus Christ. And watching those women as I was doing the class heal was the amazement. I couldn't be more sure of his faithfulness, and I could never say that Jesus is not who he is. And this is my message in the book. And I talk about the classes I gave to the women, and then I have their testimony in the book that they talk about how they're healing and about how we put the Holy Spirit at the center of our class, and how that just we blossomed. We were the caterpillars and then became the butterflies.
I love that. So planting seeds of hope. We want to continue this conversation. Can you hang through with us?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, and we'll continue this conversation again on America Tonight.
may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Joyce Lewis, she's written a book called Planting Seeds of Hope. And Joyce, you were telling us about the women that you got to know and how you got to help them and got so involved in the ministry. And the one thing that you weave throughout the book, and I love this, and you said in the beginning, is everything, even with your family, your blended family, and what you went through and the incredible life of abundance you have with your husband, that always God was in the center of it, right? And is that a deep part of this message in the book?
Absolutely. I dedicated the book to Christ. This is, I feel, Christ's book. I have not really gone out and tried to, I have bought books to sell because I wanted to talk to people one-on-one about this book. But I have not went to any big organization to try and sell it, because I really feel that it's the Lord's book. So every opportunity here again that I've had is the Lord. I have other possibilities of radio interviews and things that are coming up. And what's amazing to me is the Lord makes things happen. I don't. And that's the way it was in our business, and that's the way it was in me growing, and it's because I said one thing, there has to be a better way to live. And he kept opening doors to, and showed me that, the possibilities of life. And in fact, the whole thing in the Crystal Cathedral was about possibility thinking. So this is where my husband and I really learned that working together were the things that we could accomplish. And it was just through integrity and through honesty and through all those things that we fed into our business. So it was amazing to us that we became, and my husband, I have a whole chapter on him called The Story of Us, because he was my support and the love of my life. And if it wasn't for him, there would be no transitions or no ministry, because he's the one that encouraged me and kept me going. So, now he has Lewy body dementia. So, this has been a tough valley for me, but the Lord's carrying me again through this. And right now, I'm learning so much again, because it's the hardest time of my life, but yet I know that he's there with us. And, we've been married 30 years.
Wow.
We've been married 30 years. And, you know, I tell my husband every day that we'll never leave each other. We'll always be together. There's nothing that can tear our hearts away from each other. Nothing.
Wow.
And so we are planted with the Lord that tight. We're that tight with him. So I really feel that, you know, the relationship, when you talk religion, I talk relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship with Christ is the whole reason.
Let me ask you this question. So when people read the book, what do you hope they take away from it?
I just hope that they understand that I'm going to read scripture here. I hope they understand that there's scripture at Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope." And there's where planting seeds of hope. The whole book is about, I try and give hope to other people through Christ. And a future, he says in Jeremiah, God will have the last word and it will be good. And I believe that so strongly. And I believe in talking from my heart.
What do you say, Joyce, and this would be so powerful. What do you say when you first meet people, or I'm sure when you've met women in a prison system, et cetera, and they feel like they don't have hope and they're not believers? They're atheists or they're disillusioned. What do you say to them?
The thing that I think mostly, and with me too, I had to make a decision. I could stay in my situation, or I could try another way. So obviously their way wasn't working when they're in the prison system, because they wound up in the prison system. And why didn't it work? I asked them questions about, well, why didn't it work? What was, you know, your contribution? I mean, were you hanging out with the wrong people? Were you going down the wrong road? You know, I always tell the women in my group that you go down the same road and you fall in the same hole and you expect different results. That's not going to work. You know, it is a commitment. Christ is a commitment. I mean, it's not an easy road either, but much more safer. And much more, to me, more realistic than what's happening in the world now.
Mm.
I mean, you see so much going on, and hatred and anger and frustration and people overworked. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I just feel the Holy Spirit guides me still to this day about making good decisions. And that's crucial to me. And it doesn't work that I call, you know, one foot in the dock and one in the boat when you go to church on Sunday and you really pray and you go through all these things. It's ritual, I will say, you go through. But we have to get serious about our faith. And getting serious about your faith is you're all in. In other words, you're all in the boat. And Christ says to you, I will not leave you. And you've got to believe that. So when you're in the boat, the boat's rocking, you don't want to jump overboard. You want to stay in the boat and stay with him. Wow, well, that so is well, a message.
Yes, so
the
well
message.
Said. So well said. We have a couple of minutes left, and talking about planting seeds of hope. How come you named it Planting Seeds of Hope? I love that title.
Because I honestly feel that the Lord planted seeds of hope in my heart when I said to him, there's got to be a better way. And I, little seeds of hope started. I mean, he started with a mustard seed because it was just the beginning and it took a while. But those seeds grew. They grew in every way in my heart and growing constantly. And him opening doors of opportunity was the seeds growing. And now I was able to bear the fruit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was able to bear the fruit because I got to that point. But I had to grow and in that. But I never stopped believing. I never, ever stopped. Even in the hardest of hard times, I could tell you on and on things that had to happen to us. But never, ever in the hardest of times did we quit believing. So that is how then I, in turn, I feel, no, I didn't. Christ did plant seeds of hope in the women. I was the fruit for the women that he grew the plant. You know, he grew the branches. He gave me the fruit to be able to pass it on to other women.
Wow, that's such a beautiful sentiment. And I would imagine you've really touched the lives of countless, countless women. And this book can reach out for men and for women, by the way, Planting Seeds of Hope with Joyce Lewis. And Joyce, where can people find out more about you and where can they pick up your book?
Well, they can go to my website, and it's Planting Seeds of Hope, author Joyce M. Lewis, LEWIS.com.
Perfect. And we want to tell everyone to go there. And Joyce, too, just a quick update on your husband. You see your husband. I want everyone to know that story because you mentioned him and you mentioned the great life. But you see him all the time still. You go and see him, right?
And there's another thing that God did. He put him in a very, very good place. He's at the veterans home with it's 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So, and I did not, I wanted to take care of him, but, you know, God just said no. I mean, the doctor said no, and his daughter said no, and the son-in-law said no. So, he's at the veterans home, but I can see him as often as I can. I try and see him every other day. But, you know, God is providing again. I mean, I'm able to, be there for him, and the neighbors and our friends have shown up and been so gracious. We had our 30th wedding anniversary at the veterans home. They're rated 5-star and just really outstanding, and the incredible people in Boulder City. And wow. I talk about that in the book.
Wow.
Because,
wow.
I mean, we all need support.
Yes.
And I was just luckily blessed to move here to have all the support of a small town.
Yeah, and I think that's a good place to end, that I want people to be able to read your stories. And as Joyce said, there's plenty of places where you can pick up the book. Joyce, thanks so much, and thanks to everyone for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.